The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, now riddle me this. What characteristic affects your earning potential, your cancer risk, and how you look in your finery? Well, if you guessed height, then surprisingly, you would be quite right. Now, as it happens, my last guest, Gareth Sheridan, the CEO of NutriBand, told me that he's 6'7" tall. And back in the day, he played in the second row for Terenure, so that was appropriate to that particular task. But News Talk's Sarah Madden reports on the bizarre importance of feet and inches and those doing most to massage their measurements.
It's not a question you're asked every day, but according to science, a person's height plays a significant role in their daily life, their success and their happiness. So when it comes to height, why does size actually matter? And what extremes are people going to gain or lose a few inches?
It seems that you generally have kind of preferential childhood treatment as a taller individual, and that that is linked to better nutrition, and that that better nutrition is linked to kind of more favourable outcomes in life.
Orna Cunningham is a service designer who stands at a proud 6 foot tall.
When I was a teenager, truly, I absolutely hated it. I was very ungainly and awkward. I never thought of myself as delicate or petite or cute. I've always had really big hands and big feet. As a teenager, my mum, who is an amazing sewist, she bought a velvet jacket for me that I absolutely loved. And then she bought a second one so that she could elongate the sleeves so that they fit me. It probably wasn't visible to other people, but I guess in some ways I felt like it limited my choices.
The experience of a taller than average girl is similarly isolating to that of a smaller than average boy.
Parents come to me and say that he's been very tearful over the last while. He hasn't started to grow. He's lacking confidence. He won't go out.
Dr. Declan Cody is a consultant pediatric endocrinologist.
Boys, for example, who are playing Gaelic football or rugby, when it gets a second year and third year in school, coaches are watching them. If they're not growing, they're not being picked, they're being dropped to the second team or the third team, even the really skillful young guys. A lot of the adolescent boys who come to me, they would bring up the case of Lionel Messi, who was treated with growth hormone for a number of years when he moved to Barcelona. But whether he was actually diagnosed growth hormone deficient or not, we don't know. But the majority of times, it isn't growth hormone deficiency. It's just either familial short stature or what we called a constitutional delay. And what that means essentially is that some kids are smaller in childhood but catch up later on.
The general advice to children hoping to achieve full stature is adequate sleep, plenty of exercise and a healthy diet. In fact, progress in nutrition here has helped Irish teenagers gain an extra 2 centimetres since 1985.
I'm 6'2". It's marvellous. It doesn't seem to impress the ladies very much, though. I don't seem to have much joy in the dating scene. Well, a man in uniform is supposed to turn you on. That's why I've got the Brown Thomas top hat on. But I don't seem to be getting anywhere just yet. Maybe the nice weather will make them change their minds.
4'11". I'm tiny. I'm really on the ground.
What are some of the advantages of being small, do you think? It mightn't be too bad for you being in an economy seat, let's say, on Ryanair.
Yeah. And I'm in the kids section in shoes.
Oh, great. So they're cheaper too.
Yeah, they are. Much cheaper.
Six. Just over six.
Okay,
and shrinking. You grow up, you grow out, and then you grow down. The circle of life.
What are some of the advantages of being tall?
It was a goalkeeper, so it helped. Little fellas are very aggressive. Look at him.
That's ridiculously unfair.
6 foot. I hate it.
Why?
It's like very hard to shop for like clothes and trousers, especially like nowhere really in Ireland anyway, so I was tall enough. Tracksuit bottoms and things, so like you always have to order, and then if you need them sooner, like you're waiting, so now it's a struggle.
Have you ever wanted to be taller, smaller?
Oh, hell yeah. I'd love to be a bit taller, not much taller. 5'7" would be a great height. Like, say you're walking home and it's late at night. If you are that bit taller, I mean, I don't know, an axe murderer would probably think twice, you know?
Height actually impacts income. Every inch equals a 1% to 2% increase in your earnings.
Leslie Shoemaker is a chartered counselling psychologist and lecturer at TU Dublin.
Being taller actually has a positive impact on your career trajectory. In terms of people getting promotions, apparently tall people are viewed as being more competent, more in control, more, you know, I'm the boss. And it's a bias. It's an unconscious bias that we're talking about. Although, interestingly enough, it does work for taller women within executive roles. So the higher you're going to go up in the food chain in a company, obviously the more money you're going to make.
How many of the Forbes 500 CEOs are over 6 foot?
In around 55 to 60%. Yet in America, in and around 15% of the male population are over 6 foot. So that is really disproportionate. But then when you look at politics, they've actually tracked people who win elections, in particular American presidents, and the taller candidate, more times than not, is the one who wins.
Wow.
You know what? I think there's an evolutionary aspect to this. Big men are going to be stronger. They're going to keep us alive, which then feeds into that whole unconscious bias bit of, oh, you're tall. You must be doing okay in life. I'm going to follow you.
Possibly in my own career, maybe it gives me more of a presence, or like maybe I might seem more assertive because of my height.
Nearly 6'2".
Did you know that tall people are more likely to earn more, be successful, not only in business, but also in politics?
A friend of mine who's a little shorter has mentioned it.
Do you think that you have benefited from these biases in your life?
I can see over the smaller people, but that would probably be the extent of it.
Do you think you're trusted more because of your height?
No, just about your personality is your personality. It's nothing to do with height or nothing to do with... I know some tall fellas and I wouldn't trust them as far as I throw them.
5'11". My wife is 6'2", so there's no heightism in our house, you know.
Would you date someone who was smaller than you?
Absolutely not.
Really? What would be your preference height-wise for a partner?
A good 2 inches taller. Self-respect, yeah.
I tried to convince myself that it wasn't an issue for me, and I did actually date a guy for 5 years that was smaller than me. He was about 2 inches smaller than me. My mum used to say to me that I wasn't standing to the full of my height. And even when I look back in photos of that time, like I can see myself, I'm trying to make myself smaller in photos. So I was conscious, and I love wearing heels. But in the end, I did meet my husband, and he described himself on the app as a tall Dane settled on the Irish shores. So I saw tall and Danish, and I thought, well, then he's definitely tall. And he is taller than me, and I actually really do like it. And I dusted off my heels and I wear them now. But I do, I like the feeling of being smaller, because in a lot of cases I am the tall one and I can feel a bit awkward about that. So it's nice to have the feeling of being the smaller one sometimes.
In Ireland, the average height of a man is 5'7.5", and it's 5'5.5" for a woman. I think only 30% of Irish guys are over 6 foot in the first place. So I can't stretch men taller in this country, just like I can't make them all graduate from Trinity College.
Fergal Harrington is founder of Intro Matchmaking.
I would quite often get women who are coming in now, and they are taller and taller each month, it seems. And they're coming in saying, well, I'm 6 foot, so I would only want to meet a guy that was, you know, taller than me. And I get that. I understand why. And most women will say they want to feel feminine, and they feel slightly, they will say, androgynous if they're with a guy that is shorter than them. But I'd have women who'd say, I'm 5'1", but I only want to meet him if he's over 6'2", because I want to feel really protected. And I'm like, okay, but you could be protected by a nice guy who's 5'8", who's kind and caring and loyal and considerate. People will quite often make a rod for their own back by saying, well, I had a bad experience in the past with a guy who was short and he was really aggressive. And so they'll say, like, oh, well, he had small man syndrome, clearly. So now all short guys are going to have bad attitudes. One woman said recently, I was there and he was sitting down already and he didn't stand up when I arrived into the restaurant. And then only at the very end of the date did he stand up. And my God, I was towering over him and it gave me the ick, because he put his hand out to shake my hand and his hand was tiny. And she said he had tiny little girl hands. So that poor guy, I don't know. He obviously didn't stand up at the very beginning of this date because he knew that it was going to be over before it started.
With so many height-obsessed ladies out there, it's no wonder that according to OkCupid, men usually add about 2 inches to their height on their dating profiles. But savvy ladies are increasingly turning to ChatGPT to catch them out.
As I often say to people as well, if myself and my wife, Rena is 5'10", and she likes her heels, and I am, I think on a very good day, 5'9.5".
Depending on how you style your
hair. Yeah, I'm holding on to that half. And so she will wear her heels, and then, so she's definitely taller than me, and that's okay. But we would never have matched to each other if we were trying to find each other online. And not that I'm a total short arse. I mean, you know, 5'9.5" is decent enough. I'm just going to say, I'll go with that. So Meeting a guy who's 2 inches shorter than what you would have preferred is not settling. It's being realistic and understanding that this is what is out there. And, you know, is height the be-all and end-all? Or is it my happiness with a future life partner and having children?
Some studies suggest that smaller people live longer. They're also less likely to experience back and knee pain and to get some types of cancer. But as tall stature comes with advantages in terms of income, career and romance, is it any wonder limb lengthening surgeries are exploding in popularity?
So I would say it's almost 100% year-over-year growth that I see since the COVID years.
It may cost a cool 75 grand, but patients come to Dr. Kevin Debbie Parshad's Limb Plastics Clinic in Las Vegas from all over the world. He's already had a number of Irish patients.
All you need to do is create a crack in the bone and slowly pull the bone apart. Years ago, we used external fixators for this. Nowadays, we use internal devices. That implant responds to an external remote control that slowly lengthens the bone. Bone's very smart. It's one of only two tissues in the body that can heal with itself. So as that bone is trying to heal that crack, we're slowly pulling it apart. And then that gap just continues to fill in with bone. You know, with one implant, you can go, you know, almost 3.5 inches of length. You can repeat the process, though. So you can do your upper bone, which is your thigh bone or your femur, or you can do your lower leg bone, which is your tibia. You can achieve collectively close to 6 inches when doing that. I've even had patients who have repeated it a second go around and have achieved, you know, 8 inches plus in length.
Dr. D's patients are 80% male. They include actors, news anchors, and influencers. He once even joked he could set up a tech company with the number of tech bros on his books. But demand far outpaces the current inventory of implants available. For every surgery Dr. D does, there are another two patients on a waiting list.
Patients seem very happy with the outcomes. They feel that, you know, how they look or how the world perceives them really fits with the way they identify with themselves, I guess, in some ways. And I think they go out more confidently into the world. It's such a privilege to be part of. I've actually been invited, I think, to at least 8 weddings, I think, of my patients, because I think, you know, there's a connection with, you know, maybe what I've done for them and just how meaningful it was for their life. I really, truly believe that this procedure will be something that will be mainstream as long as I think you have the right talented people to be able to execute it and the right algorithm to be able to get patients to the other side in a safe fashion. This will become more and more common practice as the years go on.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.